Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and pretty darn sexy people. Oh my God, I love this time of year. Oh, I love the holidays. I love Christmas. I just, yesterday, I had my annual birthday lunch with all my great girlfriends. Oh my God, you guys, we sat there for 4 hours and just laughed and reminisced, and it was incredibly awesome. It's actually my gift to myself and them every year for us to get together like that, and it's, I don't know, we just all really, really, really look forward to it every single year. And we're leaving Tuesday. Everybody envision great weather for us to fly in. That's my intention. And we're going to go back and spend Christmas with all of my older brother's family. You know, the first time since Denny has passed, so it'll be a little bittersweet. But I'm really looking forward to seeing all those people I love. And Tay, Gabrielle's fiance, his little girl's going to go with us. So I'm really excited about that. And I just love being here with you and being with my family. And I just love me and I just love life right now. And I want you all to move into the space where you can claim that for yourself. You know, let's just create the intention right now that we are choosing to make this Christmas a really, really special one. Heart-centered. And one of giving and receiving. You know, I just created the new webinar for January 25th. And it's freeing yourself from the limitations of religion. You know, guys, I did this segment as part of the shift, the Big Shift Network offering that I'm doing right now. And it was so powerful for me and everyone that I just felt like I had to bring the information out to you all. So it'll be January 25th, our start off for 2023, our first webinar, freeing yourself from the limitations of religion. Very, very empowering stuff. If anybody's looking, I don't usually do this, but Stephen is our own, and so I'm doing it. If anybody's looking for a last-minute unique gift, please go to faroutfoods.com. That's foods with a Z. He's got so many great things on there. He'll get them mailed out for you if you put in I am Dee Wallace, all lowercase, all one word, you'll get 10% off. He's got some amazing new and old product. I order stuff for my family every year, and it's one of the favorite things they get. So, you know, what I wanted to talk about today, because we were all sitting around the other day talking about how much time feels like it's speeding up and has sped up. And the older we get, the faster time seems to go. And then on the news feed, I find this article about that very thing. And they were talking about the main cause of that when we get older is because we do not live in the moment. Kids are always in the moment. Now, yes, they have everything in front of them. And why don't we look at it that way also? We have the whole life, the whole world in front of us, no matter what age we are. That's a concept. That's a perception based on a belief, right? So that took me, oh gosh, where'd it go? Well, it didn't copy. That's weird. I copied Dana Wiles' thing that she sent out. I just love Dana Wild. If you want to check out brain science in a really fun way that supports everything we do, check out Dana Wild, W-I-L-D-E. But she sent out her thing today, Positive Mindset, and it says, I have more and more space in my life. And that's what we're talking about, opening up those places of space where we do this, and then we are in the moment of the space in between the next thing we do, so that we're not always going, I've got to get, right? We are in the moment, like I am right now with you, of being here, being together, being present, and relishing everything that comes in. So then that took me to this email I got. Yesterday, I listened to the genetics webinar, and I noticed that none of the callers asked if aging, wrinkles and gray hair, for example, is a genetic disease and or. So the answer is everything genetically is a belief. Everything genetically is a belief that we have assumed and adopted from our families, from society, from doctors, from science, okay, based on, and they're putting that in quotes, based on the proof of what we know. But you can't prove something if you have a limiting belief that's keeping you from creating, oh, you know what they're showing. Let me finish that sentence. If you have a limiting belief that's keeping you from creating the experience of expansion that you want, and they're showing me Columbus. So if nobody had the thought and was willing to forfeit the belief that the world maybe wasn't flat, maybe it was round, then that opens the possibility up for a new belief and a new concept and a new truth to be formed. So she said, is aging and its signs on the body a core belief? and I got a big yes. So here's the new core belief for those of you that have the sheets. You want to add it. It's not possible to stay young and healthy. It's not possible to stay young and healthy. And the positive of that is I create health and youth. Now, I wanted to add something to that. I wanted to add, like, I create health and youth as I age. They wouldn't let me do that. I create health and youth consistently. Nope. They wouldn't let me do that because they said, all that stuff you want to add, Dee, you're adding as a safety measure to aging. So the point is, it doesn't matter if we're aging. I mean, as soon as you're born, you're aging. It doesn't matter if you're aging. What matters is that you're creating health and youth. And those are the two highest words, health and youth. And then I'm just now being reminded of my grandmother's poem, Age is Just a State of Mind. If you've left your dreams behind, then you're old. But if in life you've kept your zest, and if in life you've done your best, then you're not old, no matter how the birthdays fold. Oh, I love my grandma. Hi, Graham. So anyway, some pretty amazing, simple, and yet very, very profound information that probably is affecting us all. And I'm going to the callers. Okay. I know Stephen doesn't have a lot of names up here for me, so I'm starting with Kathy in Kentucky. You're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi. I wanted to ask a question about the genetics. I had been putting some pieces together, and I have become quite ill with upper respiratory sinus and all, and I noticed...
Yeah, I hear it.
As I was thinking about this, that this is a definite pattern in both of my female lines going back for several generations.
That's so a true statement, yeah.
So I would appreciate if the channel could give me a statement that would help me to stop this in its tracks forever.
Okay. It is a core belief, and it is a core belief that's been passed down in your family for a really long time, like generations and lifetimes. This page here, 5, 5, 2, 10. Okay, somebody's out of balance, Kathy. So direct yourself to come into balance and direct yourself to unswitch. You know how to unswitch yourself with your hands?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, everybody's balanced, anybody switch. We're still going to a core belief. Yes, but not this page now. That's why it's so important, guys, for you to be in balance and unswitched, because you can't, it might not get the highest answer. So we're going here. I'll never be good enough. Okay. So the original statement is, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. But what they're saying for you is, I'll never be good enough, so I create sickness, so I have to leave and come back and leave and come back and leave and come back and leave and come back. In the creation of my life.
Makes total sense.
All those are the highest, most correct, most complete words. Yes, ma'am. We're asking the right question. Yes. Okay. So that begs the question, Kath. What do you think you're not good enough for in your life right now?
I would say there's quite a few answers to that. It's not just one thing.
Yes, but it comes back to one thing. That's a true statement. There's a lot of different subjects. And if you're the God of you that creates it all, it's got to come back to you. So,
yeah.
So give me a place in your life where you feel like you're not good enough right now.
Reaching the students in my classroom.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody listen, because this is a great example for everybody. If you don't and aren't reaching yourself, how can you powerfully reach others? So the highest thing that you want to reach yourself about is that you are the powerful God of you that is good enough. Always has been, always will be.
Okay.
And then when you get that into alignment within yourself, you watch your students respond to you differently.
Okay.
Okay, so in that okay, Kathy, I heard doubt. And doubt isn't going to get you what you want. Are you good enough to heal yourself right now and create the state of health?
Well, yeah, I guess there's some doubt there because this has been such a continuing thing for so long.
Sure.
So,
but what you have to realize, everybody, before we go into this year, if you have a pattern of anything going on, it's a belief you have that's creating it. Shift the belief, redirect the energy so that you don't have to experience this anymore. And then you see, then you can turn around and go, well, yeah, I know. Now I know because I did it. But you're going, I can't know because it's always been this way. It's always been that way because you had the belief. Are you, you're following this. I know you are.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, then you got to do it, Kath. You got to do it now.
Yes.
You have to be your own parent and retrain and redirect yourself. Okay, baby?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate
you bet.
Your help.
You bet, sweet thing. Merry Christmas. All right, Kim and Phoenix, you be on.
Hello, Supreme Sexiness. How are
yes.
you?
Yes, I am, and happy to claim it. I'm great, baby. What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to say happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the Conscious Creation entourage that you have and to you as well.
Thank you.
And I have been getting job interviews with companies I have tried for years to get in and have not been able to. And
right.
I've been getting them. And I am just floored at the one that I created this past week. And I'm like,
right.
Holy
now
cannoli.
Claim completion.
I am completing it now. I've
yeah.
got it.
Yeah.
And
it's all about
I,
completion, Kimmy. So
yes.
hold on. They're stopping
what?
Me now.
What?
So what's...
Okay.
What's in the way of completion? There's something you need to get into alignment, sheets. But give me a song, please, any song that comes in.
No. White Christmas.
Okay. So I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, you know, like I used to know. It's all in my
mm-hmm.
dreams, right?
Correct.
Okay. Kim, this is already real. The completion of the job of your dreams is already manifested.
Wow.
You see, guys, again, I use the dinner metaphor. You go to a restaurant, mm-hmm. you order dinner, you don't wonder if it's coming, you don't wonder if they've got enough food, you don't go back to the kitchen and say, you know, I need to keep checking. I need to keep checking to see if my dinner's coming. No, you order it, you know. Can you put your order in with the universe and just know you're complete, guys? It's complete. It's being delivered to you right now. Live in that moment. That's the moment
mm-hmm.
of creation. Okay, I'm not getting anything else.
Wow,
so,
I'm just
awesome,
feeling all that energy.
Yeah, awesome.
Energy.
Incredible energy of breaking through and creating interviews with these people and now complete them.
And I just want to add, I am. And
yeah.
I have been claiming I am God. And I get, you can hear it in my voice,
yeah.
I get so emotional when I say it. It's like, holy cannoli, wow.
Yeah, I know. I know. If we could just bask in our own magnificence all the time and how much love we all share, you know? And just send it out and send it out and send it out. Then it's amazing how complete our lives will be. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Love you, sweetheart.
Love you, too. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. 716-463. Steven says he's tried twice. There's no name. Are you on? 716-463. Okay, sorry. Got to move on. Melinda in California.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hey, I'm on a veil for a Nickelodeon show, which shoots in January.
Awesome. Okay,
yeah,
completion.
It's a fun role.
Completion.
Yes, I am the full completion of my creation. I was just thinking about that.
Oh, that's a great statement. Did you hear what you said? Say it again, Melinda.
I am the full completion of my creation.
Woo-hoo! And my creation is completion.
Yeah, oh my God. My creation
awesome.
Is completion. I am
yep.
that I am.
Yep.
Great. Well, I'm also, yes, and I got that from got that whole mindset from a very wise woman named Dee.
Thank you, darling.
So one of the reasons I'm calling is I'm going home for the holidays. As you know, my dad has Alzheimer's, so there's a lot of grief and stress around that. And my family's great, and like you, I'm looking forward to being surrounded by the people I love. But my family, though they have a lot on their shoulder right now with my dad's Alzheimer's, but they also have this need, I would call it a need, to argue politics with a lot of rage and anger. And they have a much more conservative view than I do. And right now, I'm just kind of like, you know, guys, it's Christmas, Dad's dying.
Okay,
I don't care about
so
politics
Melinda,
right now.
Let me, I'm putting, yeah. they're putting something, one of the reasons your dad has Alzheimer's is that it's a way he could escape all this.
Well, I don't blame them.
Yeah. And the second thing that
yeah.
came in is they are suggesting for you to lovingly go, I'm not discussing any of this over the holidays.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've tried to tell them that, and then they get angry.
No.
Like, well, you should care.
You know, and then you go, I do care, guys. I'm just not discussing it over the holidays.
Right. Okay.
You just,
yeah, because I
like, you mm-hmm. have to think of them as a 5-year-old kid, you know, begging to go naked out into the snow. I hear you, sweetheart. I mm-hmm. hear that you want to go play naked in the snow, but we're not doing that. Yes, I hear you
right.
again, mm-hmm. but we're not doing that. See, there's an opening in you, Melinda, that feels like, not that you need to, but that you want to engage with them to make a point.
Right, yeah.
Well, don't throw your pearls before swine, honey. It's pointless.
Well, I know. It's just, yeah,
no,
I mean, it's hard, and I, what?
No, what did you just say?
It's hard.
Uh-huh. Well, if you want to go back and make it hard, you know, that's
right.
your choice.
No, I don't have to. I can just say, you know what? I don't want to talk about this during the holidays, and
no,
then
no.
grab a Christmas cookie
no.
and eat it.
It's not I don't want to. It's, guys, I love you, and I'm not discussing this during the holiday.
Mm. Yeah, that's the difference.
Can you hear the difference?
Yeah.
I love you all, and I am not discussing this during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see,
yeah,
it takes two sides to argue. It takes two sides to discuss. And when they keep hitting the wall, because the only reason they want to discuss it is they want to change your mind, Melinda.
Right.
And you're not going to change your mind. So it's pointless to go into any discussion with them.
Right, and they're not going to change theirs. So let's just
right.
talk about something else.
Right. Let's find a common ground where we all can enjoy each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And quickly, so it was my dad's Alzheimer's, and he wants to, like, just not be a part of this. Is it just the family stress or just life in general,
no,
like the state of the world?
The chaos of life. Those are the words they're giving.
Yeah. The chaos of life. Yeah,
so,
I can totally see why someone would manifest Alzheimer's to escape that. I would be like, yep, I get why you might have done that.
Well, a lot of adults did not sign up for digital playing cards of a past president. You know?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's a world that we never thought would be manifested in our wildest dreams. So you can be part of this community who knows that you create your life, or you can
mm-hmm.
go into reaction about all the ridiculous shit and scary stuff that's going on in the world, or you can check out and not deal with it. Those
yep,
are really
yep.
the only three options, you
mm-hmm.
know, and they're all choices, guys. They're all choices. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yep.
I feel really good. So thank
yeah.
you very much. And
you be in control, Melinda. You think they are.
Yes.
I'm not. You're in control.
Yes,
of
I
you.
Am.
Okay.
I am the completion of my creation of being in control. Thank you.
Yeah. You bet. Thank you. Well,
okay.
That was very, very valuable for all of us. Kirk and Genevieve, you're on.
Hey.
Hi,
we're listening together. The questions are going to be for Genevieve, but wanted to wish you an advance Merry Christmas. How long are you going to be in Doylestown area?
We're further out now, Kirk, but I'll be there till I think we come back the 27th.
Have a great, safe trip and wonderful memories you made.
Yeah. Are you around that area still?
I might be out there, but not before then. So So
yeah, okay. All right, anyway. Genevieve, what's your question, baby?
Hi, good to talk to you again.
You
I
too.
Was diagnosed with cataracts recently. My daughter's an optometrist, and she got me a good doctor, and she said that I need to get the surgery. So I'll be doing that in January. We
you
checked
too.
On the body book. You too, huh?
Yeah.
But I checked the body book, and,
yeah.
and I've been writing to my eyes and about it. And I was wondering if there's anything else I can do to support this.
They're saying, and I'm getting my big yes, you have brilliantly done everything you're supposed to do. Now, they also want to say, you see, the creation of these things is part of a belief system. And at this point, we have not proven to ourselves enough that we are the gods of us that can change the belief system about lots of things around aging. So you need to get the cataract surgery. That's a true statement. And it's going to be a lot more successful and impactful because of the work you've done around it.
Wonderful.
So what did the body book say about cataracts?
I don't remember at this point.
Oh, that's okay.
Is that it?
I just thought maybe you'd remember. Okay. Obviously, you want to see everything clearly because when you get
yes.
a cataract, everything becomes hazy, right, and kind of blurry
yes.
on you. So the more you can claim I see clearly, the
mm-hmm.
more it supports the surgery.
Right.
Okay?
Wonderful. Okay.
All right,
thank
guys.
You very much.
Yeah, thank you. All right, we're going to Roxanne in Hawaii.
Hello.
Hi, baby cakes.
Hi. Okay, 2 weeks ago I ended up in the hospital with acute pancreatitis. So I want to know both the physical and emotional reason that I created this.
Okay, well,
The doctors weren't quite sure what was the cause.
Okay, sheets, book. Please give me a song, any song that pops in.
I've been working on the railroad.
Okay. You need more rest, dude. And it's not just physical rest. It's mental and spiritual rest. It, you know, that song, all the live long day, I've been working on the railroad, just pass the time away, right? So how much do you work?
I am currently retired. However, I'm watching my 18-month-old grandchild.
Yep.
And before that, basically the last 10 years, I've been caregiving for.
Yep. That's what it's about.
Okay.
You need to caregive to yourself more.
Okay.
It's very joyful for you, parts of it. Taking care of your grandson, and it's too much. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, oh my God, they always do this to me on that show. They were telling me to go to the body book, and it takes so long to find stuff. Hold on, let me see. Because now they want to put it together for everybody, they're saying. So almost there, almost. Hang on. Pancreas problems. Here. I, me, mine. They are highly egocentric and egotistical in their functioning. Okay, so somehow, and you, when I say this, I just want you to feel into it and feel if you can feel it. All of this caregiving that you have done over your life has made you feel better about yourself.
True.
Okay. That's what they're talking about is, you know, I'm going to give and 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 give because that gives me a reason to love and honor myself more. And you don't need to do that to honor and love yourself, baby. That goes right to the core belief, I have to give up myself to take care of others. And that's what you've been doing. Got it?
Correct.
Okay, so what do you want?
I guess regarding it, my granddaughter, I mean, I love being around her, but I want an equal balance of time for myself.
That's right. That's right. So I am creating wonderful time with my granddaughter in a balanced way where I have time for myself. And you need to communicate that to her parents.
Right.
But you can't communicate it to her parents till you communicate it to yourself. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And can you tell me the physical, what physically caused?
Okay. It's the same thing. Look, guys, anything that is out of alignment in your body starts in your energy. And if
right.
you don't, if you do not credence to and pay attention to and balance what is in your energy, it will show up in your body because then it gets your attention.
Right,
so you've
right.
known for a long time that you have felt overextended. You didn't pay any
yeah.
attention to it. So your
right.
pancreas said, all right, well, here we go.
Okay. But, I mean, can you test, was it a gallstone that I passed?
No.
Because,
I
of course,
it.
The docs are saying that if it was, then I need, it could happen again.
It's not going to happen again if you get yourself in balance.
Okay.
That was very clear.
Okay.
Okay, so quit looking for what's wrong and bring yourself more into the state of balance for yourself. Got it?
Okay, which is
okay.
repeating the statement you gave me.
Yes, ma'am. And feeling love around it, guys. Again, thank you, Roxanne. Anything that you want, you have got to match with love. Okay, Ilka in Florida. Hi, you're on.
Hi, dear G. Happy holidays. Enjoy everything.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, I'm enjoying everything as I can. My question is, I might repeat some things, but I really need some guidance from you. Whatever I put on my intentions and goal for this year, kind of unfortunately didn't manifest it in my reality. And I know that I'm evolving as a human and I'm doing my best and I'm not beating
up. Okay,
Ilka,
this is your simple answer. You don't think it's possible to get what you want.
So is it under-earning, unworthiness issues, or The core of it.
The core? They're saying
I'm not getting what I want.
You just
I visualize myself and everything.
Yes. But baby, look guys, if you have the umbrella belief, I cannot get anything that I want, then you might break through a little bit, but you're never going to manifest in a big way because you don't think it's possible. So the biggest thing you can do for yourself right now is it is absolutely possible for me to get everything I want. That's your highest claim. Now go to your love place, everybody. Go to your love place. That's what knowing and believing and creating that everything you want is possible and created by and for and with you and the universe. It
no,
feels like love.
Yeah, to shift and do all this. So do you think my answer will
be... What do you
be,
mean, do all this, Ilka?
The shift,
see, you keep
shifting.
You keep wanting to argue for the limitation, sweetheart. And I'm saying this lovingly, but I've got to cut you off. Your answer is to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself, invite yourself to match up with love, the knowing that it is possible for you to have everything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Just live there as much as you can. Because the universe already knows what you want, Ilka.
Mm-hmm.
It already knows. You've already told them what you want.
So that's what will...
That...
Do.
That
there.
Is going to shift everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
I know you want something more, you know, you want to go into the story and all that stuff. But, guys, I want, if there's anything I want you to get for 2023, it's creation is easy. It's easy if you do it and do it consistently. All right, sweetheart. You can do this. You're welcome. I love you, and I know you can. Gina in California, what's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi,
baby. I'm gonna call you the goddess of love.
I like that. I will accept
you
that.
You are the goddess of love. So I want to just give you a testimonial, which I usually come on here to complain about something. So... about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, I was saying how I don't feel the love at Christmas and I was just going to be a bah humbug and blah, blah, blah. And you basically said, like, you smacked, you know, I don't know what it's called, a divine smackdown, but you were like, what are you talking about? You're like, what are you talking about? This is a season of love and blah, 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 blah. And so that just worked on me, like, the next day, and I ended up because I'm in this estrangement with my family, my sisters. So I ended up going on Shutterfly, and I got ornaments for my sisters that were in loving memory of my mom's passing. And I sent them to my sisters, and I plan to send them to the whole family. I just wanted to make sure they turned out. So both of them received them this weekend. And I got, for the sister who doesn't speak to me, I got a thank you very much. And my other sister said she was just crying for hours because it really turned out beautifully. And so now I'm going to order those for the rest of my nieces and nephews and their families. But I just, that wouldn't have been possible. Like, I was just in this state of, like, screw Christmas. I hate Christmas. So
yeah,
I just want to thank you for that.
You know, guys,
yeah.
That's the beauty and we'll go into this a lot on the webinar. You have to give to receive. And you have to receive to make the giving complete. Right? But you were sitting there going, well, this is the way it is. I'm estranged,
right.
blah, blah, blah. And you weren't doing
right.
a damn thing on your end to create
nope.
something different about that.
Nope.
Right?
Yeah.
So
no, I
good
was completely,
for you, Gina.
I was there. I was in my camp of I hate Christmas. In fact, there was a Netflix series called I Hate Christmas, and I watched it. And of course, it wasn't about hating Christmas, but it was just funny. So that I just feel like it's the whole season is turned around. Like I'm now
yes,
I'm
because
with all these
you
opportunities.
Turned around.
Yeah.
You turned around.
Yes.
You turned around. And that's
exactly.
how it works. You turn you around, your body turns around. Your money turns around. Your relationships turn around.
Yeah.
You know, I keep saying, don't point the finger outside. Turn it around and go, what's going on in me that I can shift here? Okay?
Yeah, and the other thing, too, was, the other thing was just giving without any expectation of return. Because I was,
yeah.
And I think that's what stopped me in the past, is like I was giving because I wanted to, and that's what I did. And it didn't have anything to do with whether they were going to acknowledge me or not. It was completely
right.
like a pure expression.
Yes.
So that was
and
really
then, and then they do acknowledge
really
me, you see. That's what I mean about creating without an agenda.
Yeah, it was
you
great.
You don't have an
so,
agenda to get something. You just create because you want to feel that love.
Yeah, and I
and
want to share it.
You can get that. You can create a whole new 2023. Thank you for sharing that, baby. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Can I ask one question?
Really quick. Quick.
I'm getting two crowns this week, and I have concerns about my teeth. Is there some kind of affirmation or statement I could say about
Well, first of all,
teeth?
They want you to say there's nothing to be concerned about.
Okay, good.
I heard that right away. So why are you choosing to be concerned?
I don't
That's
know
because
I don't want I don't want a root canal, and I feel like this is like I'm on my way to getting one. And
okay,
I'm,
so
you know,
not
making
wanting
up,
something.
Making stuff up.
Not wanting something is the best way to
create
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what do you want?
I want healthy teeth and gums.
Okay, stop there.
That's it.
Go to your love
healthy
place.
Healthy teeth and gum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm creating. Okay, this is perfect. I'm
Thank
creating
you.
Healthy teeth and gum.
You guys are so funny. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Oh, my God, you guys. Paul, I'm going to take you real quick, and then we'll be out of time. And Heather,
call in next week.
Hi, sweetheart.
So I'm working with a guy I talked to you about in our most recent private, and, you know, he's teaching me a real estate model for converting cottages up in Canada. And so I'm working really hard and following that model. And
okay, what's your question?
My question is, I'm seeing things that don't look like they're fully in integrity with what he's telling me. And is that, I want to know, he's a master at creating. He'll make up something, he'll create it, and he's very successful at that. But I'm not seeing the integrity that I want. Is it me just,
yeah.
you know, that I need to just align myself with, is that a block that I'm putting up that I'm?
Yes. Because it's funny, because before you even said that, I was testing the guy.
Yeah.
And I said, this man's in integrity. He knows what he's talking about. He's truthful. I get a yes on all of them. Are those the right questions? Yes. So, Paul, what is it in you that has to find something wrong?
Now, could you just ask, I know he completely believes everything that he says, but, I think sometimes he makes stuff up. And he believes it, and he sells it. I know he's integrity with what
he thinks. I get a no on that.
Okay.
That's the right question. That you need to ask yourself why you look for things that are wrong.
I wasn't until a certain point, and then just last week it
started.
No,
not true. Like, not true. This is a pattern that goes through a lot of things. So it's funny, they're taking me to your dog. Can you trust the same way your dog trusts? Saying,
seems
yeah.
freedom, if you know. I can, yeah.
yeah,
I can. I just trust everything.
Okay, good. Because they said take him to his dog. He'll get that. He'll understand that. I mean, our
just
animals
trust.
Are 100% blind, unconditional love and trust, guys. Okay?
Okay. So even if something doesn't look like it's checking out, just go to love and say, no, I
well,
am.
Well, you want to do
everything
due
is in alignment.
Diligence, Paul,
yeah.
But you want to
yeah.
do due diligence get from the place where you get up every morning. And today I'm looking for all the good. I'm looking for what's right.
Yeah.
You know, as I expand into everything I want to do. Direct yourself toward what you want. Okay?
And if something doesn't look like it's checking out, doesn't mean I have to follow it. I follow the things that do align with me. And look for the best in it. Keep looking for the best. How do I make this the best? And it
yes,
doesn't mean I just do
Paul,
blindly.
Paul, you see, you keep going back to the negative. I don't just blindly. I don't just. That's not what they're telling you.
But something's just looking like wrong. Like when I do the research.
Yes. Okay. They want you to make sure. that's not your perspective feeding into what's real. So if you can sit back objectively and go, okay, boom, this is it, this is it, this is it, this is it, this is it. Okay, so those are all the truths. What do I want to do now? But you can't discover the truths from a perspective that things are wrong. So absolutely do your due diligence from the direction of yourself that you are looking for everything that's right.
Yeah.
Okay? All right.
Thank you.
You
Thank
bet.
You.
Boy, that was so worth it for all of us. Oh, my gosh, we're out of time. Steven's pulling his hair out. FarOutFoods.com. I am D. Wallace. One word, all lowercase. You'll get 10% off. All right, let's say it loud and proud. And you guys, I am wishing you the most glorious, amazing, fabulous holiday season and Christmas filled with love and knowing and conscious creation. Let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.